Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, Corey Majors. You have the famous Alec Medford and the ratings juggernaut that is Bobby Belt. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How we doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm happy that Roberto Bobbert Belt is with us right now.
I'm great. I'm glad we're out of summer. As Corey was just explaining how difficult that can be for a lot of people.
Ice cream and shark attacks.
Yep.
Very difficult.
Okay.
Very conflicted emotions. Yeah, because It's like you're getting ice cream, but then you're still getting
bit
by a shark.
You have to deal with the sharks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's happening already. We have a big show planned for you. Jason Kidd coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. We got Jerry Jones at 10.
I was not prepared 20. For this.
Well, be prepared because it's happening.
You're right. Scar told us that in The Lion King. Be prepared.
Is that the worst song in The Lion King?
It is the worst song in The Lion King, that's for sure.
I don't remember that song in The Lion King. Be prepared?
Yeah, go look it up.
Mm. What's the best song in The Lion King?
Just Can't Wait to Be King.
Circle of Life.
Ooh.
Oh, Circle of Life's very good. Can you feel the love tonight? Because you saw there was some definite chemistry between those two lions.
Okay. Now, we can talk about that more if you want to go and send in your votes for best and worst song from The Lion King. I am here for that. But also, the Cowboys offense looks great, but how can it be even better? Gentlemen, let's open the floor because Steven said that to us yesterday. Dak has talked about it. You've heard it again and again and again. How or do you think the Cowboys offense can be even better?
Was there audio for this playing? Okay. I think, Kevin, that I think that it can be better. I think it's the best and most exciting offense in the league right now. The one thing that I think can be better is your offensive line can advance more. Tyler Guyton can get better still. I think that Booker's still growing at the position, but he's doing well. Brock Hoffman has been very serviceable at the center position, considering what we were expecting there. And so I think if the offensive line can continue to grow, this thing can be even more dominant running the ball and give Dak even more time in the pocket, which could be very dangerous for the rest of the league.
Now, Bobby, I do want your opinion, but I'm going to go ahead and throw it over to Steven Jones to get his opinion as well.
Yeah, well, we hadn't had our meetings, but I know there were a couple drives there late in the second quarter, where we shot ourselves in the foot with holding penalties and, you know, penalties that set you back and they're hard to overcome. So you can start with things like that, and then there's just the overall general play. And we'll see more about it as we move forward. But there's no question in my mind we can play even better on the offensive side of the ball.
Now, I want to focus on the drive that he was talking about in the second quarter. You had a holding penalty against Tolbert. You had a false start against Blue. Then you had a drive in the fourth quarter. You had scored on three straight drives. If you want to count the pick six, then let's just say four straight drives. But you had a holding penalty from Booker. Both of those led to punts. So I think, and I know you're not going to go penalty free. I think we all understand that.
Sure.
But penalties is what immediately jumps to mind as one of the issues that could make this Cowboys offense even better.
Yeah, if you want to talk about like just absolutely maxing out their capabilities, then the room for improvement that they still have is they could be a better pass blocking unit.
Okay.
They do allow too much pressure at times. Dak
is. Do you think they've been significantly better run blocking than on the offensive line? Though? Okay.
Yes, I do. They've done enough. Dak has done enough and is at a is playing at a high enough level that he's evading pressure and knowing how to kind of subtly work things to his favor, even in the face of pressure. So they get that aspect. But if you're just talking about the ability to stand back there, get a clean look, load up, and push the ball down the field to the weapons that they have, pass protection would help it. Penalties would help it. Improving those penalties, obviously. And then if you could get something out of Jaden Blue as a change of pace back and add a different dimension to just the physicality of Javonte Williams, and you could start getting him to perform in the slot as a guy who was asked to do a lot of receiving at Texas, then, yeah, I think that those sort of areas, which are very small, I think even without those right now, Dallas is arguably the best offense in football. So if you can clean those up, now you're talking about it's really, really difficult to stop them on any drive.
I like what he said about Blue because Mickey's talked about this many times. Like when you get this much speed on the field, Turpin, him, Pickens, CD, and then you have Ferguson included in it, who do you cover? Who do you choose to cover?
Right.
And I think one of the other things that will develop over the season, now that George Pickens is the threat downfield, like now that that's happened, remember when we saw the tush push and then everybody's like, okay, the tush push is coming. And now then they throw the pitch out to Barkley and you're like, hold on. When you start building plays off of that, okay, we've cleared this space. What else can we add that will fill that space? Or where else on the field does that help us? When you start having some other schemes and other things that come off of those plays, the things you're already good at, that's when you've stacked on top of what you've built.
Yeah, and you saw that on the play that was referenced there, which was the Tolbert hold.
Yep.
Tolbert holds and he negates a 12-yard pickup from Jaden Blue on a toss sweep, which kind of, it's like, all right, here's his first real play that he's made since he's been in here. Now you're nullifying it. I mean, honestly, that's another area where you could probably improve. Ryan Flannoy, to me, should be the guy, or it should be a Ryan Flannoy, Kevontae Turpin kind of mix that's taking the place of anything that you're getting from Jalen Tolbert at this point.
I agree that.
And I bet there are a lot of other people in the fan base that agree with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the other thing, and I want to go to Dak. I know he always talks about like the standard that he has for himself and for the offense, but one of the things that got brought up to him was the number of touchdowns versus the number of interceptions, which is obviously zero in the last four games. And he goes, probably the interceptions. I couldn't even have told you how many touchdowns it was, but I could tell you that I hadn't thrown an interception. So trying to be smart with it, but not hesitant or scared or cautious at the same time. Because I think that's what a lot of people, I think we have to go way back. I think that's what a lot of us felt in 2017 after he had an amazing rookie season, that he was very cautious in 2017. Now, part of that was probably Zeke not being there, but balancing aggressiveness versus not being too passive, but not being reckless with the ball. I love that he's like, oh yeah, I could have told you no interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's like thinking, touchdowns are great, but we can't turn the ball over either.
One of the things that I've really liked more about him is one of his biggest knocks was stagnant receivers, where he's best. He doesn't anticipate well. I'm seeing a lot of him being able to see things further beyond the play. And that's able to help pick up extra yards. I mean, that CeeDee Lamb touchdown was spectacular too. But like, because of these receivers, the trust that he's putting in them, he trusts the routes, he trusts the timing of it. There are times when you're just like, that was it the Pickens throw? He was three steps and threw it.
Yeah.
And then he's like, he's there. I'm just going to trust that he's going to get it and the timing's going to be there. And Pickens turns his head at the exact right time.
Yeah. And if you want to talk another nitpicky aspect that could make them more dangerous, they've missed on five or six seam throws to the tight ends this year. They hit one to Ferguson in Carolina, but that was the first one they'd hit in weeks. And that's one of Dak's favorite throws that he makes. And so the fact that they haven't synced up on that consistently enough, that's another aspect of this, that when they've missed on those, that has led to field goals or punts.
Now, I do have some good news, and I figured this thought was going to come in. The 940 offense at home hasn't been a problem under Dak the last 3 years. It's on the road where we average over two TDs less a game. So let's look at the trend for this season. You go back to the Eagles and the Bears game, surely problematic. But your last two road games, you scored a total of 64 points. So you're averaging 32 points per game there. You scored 40 plus in all of your other home games. So it does at least feel like you're moving in the right direction. If you want to say that was a matter of opponent at this point, I don't think the Panthers look terribly different than the Bears. So I'm not going to say just because of that. Obviously, the Eagles are better than the Jets, but you have moved a step in the right direction for that.
Yeah, and I would still say I think the Eagles game is not a great example to me of the offense struggling. Like, the offense came out, punched Philly in the mouth, scored on the first drive, moved the ball really effectively in the first half, stalled out a little bit in the second, but a lot of what you saw there was it's the very first week of Dak and Pickens in, like, live action, and they're still trying to figure some things out. There were a couple drops that occurred on that. You felt like you there was a pressure, I think, to got to score every drive because it felt like Philly was going to.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I mean, I think that there were some dynamics there that existed in the first week that, even given the context, I think was a good offensive performance against Philadelphia.
Now, you just mentioned the drops. Obviously, CeeDee in the Philly game, but there were some other ones. Jake Ferguson dropped a touchdown pass before he got lit up. He had already dropped the ball. And then George Pickens on Sunday, he dropped what should have been a touchdown and what I thought was a weak pass interference call. Now, they ended up scoring a touchdown anyway.
And I needed that Javonte Williams touchdown.
Okay, so, for your fantasy team. Yeah. But there have been some already clutch drops for the Cowboys, and I think that getting rid of that would help
as well. You want me to help you in another place to get better?
Yes.
Let's not see Schoonmaker on the field anymore.
Man. He missed that block.
I'll take Brevin Spann Ford.
He didn't even miss the block. He got it. He just got run over.
Was that a bad setup?
He doesn't need to be blocking that person.
I don't love a design that says Luke Schoonmaker blocked Deron Payne.
I agree.
When we're backed up against, you know, yeah, the end zone. So I completely agree. I don't love that, but
he's not. I would take Spann Ford over him right now.
I swear to God, I don't know that I've ever seen Luke Schoonmaker make a contested catch. And that's not me joking. Like, I'm serious.
He struggles to make open catches.
If there's somebody on him, it doesn't matter how much you put the ball on his hands. And I liked Schoonmaker when he was coming out. I thought Schoonmaker had a lot of upside as a pass catcher. He's not hit it. It was all projection. It was like Mozzie, where you were looking at the Michigan offense and you said, all right, Michigan is a certain style of offense that doesn't display this, but we think we see the context clues of the way he plays and the way he moves that says he's going to be able to become this. And I thought it was there. And so I didn't think they were wrong for being high on him. It's just, I've been wrong and they've been wrong. And it's just, it's not clicked into place.
Now, the Cowboys are first in yards per game. Great. Third in points per game so far this season. Do you think they can be in a position where they're not only first in both, because clearly that's achievable, but first in both by like a decent margin, where there is no question that you have the best offense in the NFL?
Keep putting up points like you do at home, and yes, like that's just keep that consistent, and then find a way on the road to kind of, you know, have this a similar quality about yourself. But yeah, what they're doing at home is special.
Is there a number of points on the road? I realize as we move on week 80. By week, it will depend. But we had joked about you're probably going to need to, maybe I'm not really joking, score 40 points a game. Is there a number on the road that you're like, hey, if you fall below 24, I see a whole bunch of losses piling up?
Yeah, it's the problem is they play so much faster at AT&T. It's something about the turf, I think, for them, that they're able to play their game a little bit more.
And now they're second in points per game, my mistake.
And so they are, I think for them, it's just a matter of if you look at what the defense is for you right now, I need to know they're going to score 28 minimum to feel like, with the way the defense is right now, that they're going to consistently be in games.
Is that sound about like where your number is?
35.
Okay.
Why not? You scared?
Yes, I am scared that our offense cannot score 35 points in every single game. Now, I would love for them to get to that point, but I'm a little scared of that.
This kind of sounds like you thinking that most teams can't go undefeated in all sports.
I need to look. I think it's
this
from
this one they could.
From November of 2019 until today, it's Dak at home, which obviously we're talking about home versus road, but still at home. I think the Cowboys are averaging 37 points a game since 2019 when he starts.
Wow.
Last year may have dropped it down some, but they've scored 40 every game this year, so I think it's pushed it back up a little.
They didn't score 40 this week. Defense scored 7.
That's true. That is true. So 38. You do have that limitation there. But I think that if you look at the way that they perform at home consistently when Dak is there and the clear chemistry he's got with Schottenheimer. To me, I don't think they're just a – it's not an Amari Cooper night and day home and road split for them. I think – and remember, a lot of that was spent with Amari Cooper inside this offense. I think they can still put up points on the road.
Now, right now, the team is averaging 31.7 points per game. So I'm just going to go ahead and say 32. Do you think by the time we get to the end of the year, and I'm not saying nothing about the record, this team can average 32 points a game?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that – I don't think Schottenheimer's going to stall out on
– And you answered that really quickly. Yeah. So.
Just – well, again, Dak's confidence right now is just growing. He came in this season with a swagger. I love it. He's learning more about Pickens, too. And then they just added CeeDee Lamb back to this thing. So how much more – like where – the balance of it, I don't think the balance is going to really be a problem for him because he's just finding open receiver and throwing to him. So – I think this team definitely can keep it up because I think Schottenheimer is not going to stall out on developing more to go in it. He's not going to just say, this is my offense, and that's it. He's going to add more to it as they go along, and I think the defense is going to get better and set them up for better positions as well.
Yeah, I mean, I anticipate they're going to end the season 34, roughly, points per game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which means they're...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They're in the playoffs or no?
Tell me in the next 2 weeks what they do to make this team better.
The defensive side of the ball is going to factor that, Kevin. Like, you can score all the points. For we've sure. seen it. Like, that's it creates a tie. So we've seen it happen. And I'm with
so
Bobby on that, too.
So you're calling 7-7-3?
I'm with Bobby on that, too. I know I asked this question ridiculously, and we might have to ask it at another time.
Okay. Now I don't even know what the question is. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me. You got Corey. Bobby has stuck around to get into this. We're going to talk with Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones in just a minute. But in the meantime, I've already seen people start to text in. We can go through. Nobody cares about your fantasy football team, but today we do. So share those triumphs and tumbles, and we will get to them. 877-881-1053. But right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It's time for Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. Good morning again, sir.
Well, good morning, and I kind of like this. On early, come back, have a little coffee, come on back on. Go by Virginia. Now I'm on. I'm downtown Manhattan, and headed over to a hotel where we're having our meeting. But as I said earlier today, it's fun to high step in New York when you have a game like we had last weekend.
I have no doubt about that. Thank goodness the league meetings were not last week. Is there anything in particular on the agenda that you're most fascinated by or that you can tell us about for the league meetings?
Well, I think that this time of year, this is a scheduled time of the year meeting, but I know firsthand they're going to have some probably as impressive or the most impressive viewership information that they're going to be going over in one of the committees that I'm involved in here. And it really is probably the most impressive viewership that I've seen. And so that's always on the agenda up here as well. And we'll discuss some labor, which is your players, that type of things at this time, but it's basically a kind of a state of the times we're in here for this first quarter.
I know there was a lot of discussion before the season started that the NFL felt like perhaps Nielsen was not correctly gauging the audiences for these games. How much has a different Nielsen system helped out, hopefully getting a better count on how many people are watching NFL games?
Well, we're up considerably. I don't have the exact percentage, but we're up double digits. And the best that I've seen is the measuring may have impacted that figure, the increase by as much as 5%. That's of the increase. So that might not be but a small percent of the total. So it certainly adds to it. It's a more efficient way, and it should very much be accounted for because we have so much of our fan base that watch it in areas where multi-fans watch it, such as restaurants, bars, things like that. So, but the reflection in the increase is really a very sound, just more eyeballs watching the games.
Jerry, back to that that victory over Washington on Sunday. After the game, Kyer Elam said that Matt Eberflus allowed them to do what they do best in man coverage. And we've all seen the numbers on how much was played there. How much trust did Eberflus gain in those players, and also how much trust did the players gain in him?
Well, that's a strong word, but it's real. It's very real. You certainly want to believe as a team, whether it's the coach or the players, that your scheme, what you're doing, is sound and not have flaws in it or holes in it. So success is very important. But they'd be the quickest people, the players, to tell you that a bigger part of why we played some good defense was because we did what we were supposed to do in the system. We were in our spot that we were supposed to be in. That is a natural progression. The football is so repetitive on how you play it well. And so you're seeing us perform the scheme when we're playing the scheme. You're seeing us perform that scheme better, and we're in our right lanes. You do that, plus that allows you to mix it up more. The way Washington brought the offense on the field, it allowed us to be a little more comfortable in man than we had been maybe against some of the other teams. Bottom line, it's an evolving process of how this team, which also gives you a little different look each week because of injury and who's next up. All of that is a work in progress, but boy, was I pleased with the how, not just the score, but I was pleased with how well we played.
Yeah, one of those guys that played exceptionally, I think he really stood out, and it was nice to see that, was Deron Bland. How excited were you to see him do that? And is the pick six the most exciting play in all of sports?
Well, I'll tell you, it just, when it happens, it's just like something reached out from heaven and and kind of patted you on the back. But, no, excited for him. Of course, that's how he made All-Pro, was setting the record almost on the interception. He can intercept the ball. And we've got a good opportunity here with our personnel to get better and have more of those. And they'll win the games, those turnovers. What's amazing is we haven't turned the ball over in four games. And yet we've gotten one last week against Washington, and we got one the week before against Carolina. Mm-hmm. That a lot of times the difference in the games, the winning the game, is that turnover.
Jerry Jones joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Jerry, we talked about Deron Bland there. You were without your other starting cornerback last week, Trayvon Diggs, after he had popped up on the injury report Friday with a concussion. It's obviously been kind of a muddied situation for everybody kind of viewing it, but were you satisfied ultimately with Trayvon Diggs' explanation to you of what happened and led to the concussion?
Yes, and I am. And there's no reason to dwell on any more here. And so it's what it is. And consequently, what we did see is we played pretty well out there. And so I don't know the status of Diggs as we move forward, but I feel better about being able to play if we don't have him out there.
Jerry, you know, you mentioned, though, and not to dwell on that specific issue then, but, you know, there was some frustration with Trayvon Diggs' rehab a couple years ago. There was some discussion this offseason about how much he was in the building. Have you gotten to a point at this point where you feel like you've lost any trust in Trayvon Diggs?
Oh, you know, we're using that word trust a lot.
Yes, sir.
And maybe it's an appropriate word. But at the end of the day, this is a pretty physical situation. You've got to physically be able to perform. And that's important. Diggs has not been there to really get the job done. Apart from anything about the scheme or mental, you've got to be physically, or you have a limitation. And so the combination of things, I'm sure he'd be the first to tell you, has impacted him this year.
Jerry, I've made this proclamation a couple of different times this week already. I feel like this is the most exciting offense in the NFL. Do you feel like it is the most exciting offense, or you still think there's more room to grow and develop there?
Well, I think you both of those answers could be. Yeah, there is more room to go. And, yes, I think it's one of the, you could also say by degree, how exciting is it? It's very exciting. What I'm real excited about also is that that's exactly what we thought that Brian would bring to the table as we looked forward to this year, when Brian was just thinking, or we were just thinking, of his role as offensive coordinator and calling the plays, and the kinds of things that he wanted to do that would help Dak, help us be more productive offense, you're seeing that. Now, that is a great feeling to see that come to pass. Now, what is amazing is that this first-year coach, Brian Schottenheimer, also not only called the plays, but oversaw the putting in with some great help that he's got with his offensive coordinators. But he not only called the plays, but he also spent part of the week in that defensive side of the ball going over ways that could improve and talking not only with coaches and players. To me, last week was about as good a coaching job as I've been around, and I don't know when, but the head coach.
Jerry, you know, your offense is clicking really, really well. You've got a lot of faith in your coaching staff. You feel like you've started to see some improvement from the defense. We know the trade deadline is coming up here in a couple of weeks. What do you have to see from your team over the next 2 weeks to change your position from maybe just we're open for business to we need to go get someone to put this team over the top?
I don't know that to actually affect a trade that what...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We see over the next few weeks is the most important ingredient as to how there might be a trade. They'll probably, if there were a trade, it will be because it fits us. It fits us. And to fit, it's got to be a reason why the player would leave that we're interested in going forward with, and it would have to fit us in terms of our plans on our roster, the financial, everything that goes with that. And so you don't just because we played well and all of a sudden everybody thinks, boy, you're in the hunt, so it's time to go out and gather up all of this talent that's waiting around out here on the trees to add to it now that we feel good that we can be more competitive. That's not realistic. What's realistic is that if we do see an opportunity, we are in as good a shape as we've been in years with picks, with financial, with our cap. We're in as good a shape we've ever been if we see a way to improve our team with a player that makes sense today, this year, next year, to entertain it and look at it.
But, Jerry, at this...
We do that every day. We do that every day.
At this moment, do you see or would you don't see the potential of trading away another player?
Well, I don't... when you say see the potential, I assume you're asking... what degree of potential?
Yeah.
And candidly, I don't necessarily see a high degree there, but I don't want to preclude it from happening. We should be constantly, and believe you me, we are, all the time looking, communicating with possibilities to get better with our roster or to address soft spots in the roster. What you really need to ask the question is, did the win Sunday cause us to think more that we're more likely to trade or get a trade today than if we'd lost? Isn't that a good way to catch that question?
Yep.
So what's the answer?
No. The answer is no. No.
When you have...
Sunday didn't affect that.
When you have the league meetings... do discussions about potential player movements happen a lot there? Do you guys normally just focus on, hey, let's discuss league issues, not so much like team personnel potential issues?
You discuss any and everything. The league, of course, league issues are there, but you can very easily, at any level, especially if you've got some owners involved in the meeting, and this is an owner's meeting, and you'll have some executives that are a part of it. It's not uncommon at all to talk about a player or what if, toss it out there. Not at all.
Jerry, you know, Jerry Jones joined us here on 105 Through the Fan. Jerry, there were a lot of people, obviously the Pittsburgh and George Pickens match didn't really fit, and they decided that it was time to move on from him. Why do you think you guys have had such a different, more positive experience with George Pickens here in Dallas?
Well, I will give a lot of credit to Brian Schottenheimer. I'll give a lot of credit to Dak Prescott. And I'll give a lot of credit to George Pickens, because he's come in here with a can-do frame of mind about being a part of a team. He's coming in about how he can complement what we do, not just complementary football, offense, defense, but how about complementing Lamb and complementing what we're trying to do with our offense. And frankly, he's above expectations in all boxes.
Because of that, are there any conversations about an extension now, or does it make sense for all parties to wait until the season is over on that front?
You make that an either-or, and I'm not trying to have issue with the way you're phrasing your question today. But any and everything about George Pickens is crossing our mind.
Ooh, I like to hear that.
And when you say, does that generate conversations? It certainly can generate conversations between people in our building without George being in the room. And it can cause a lot of conversation, I'm sure, around the league. But the answer is, certainly, he's a topic of interest and discussion because of the success he's had.
Well, then, hopefully you can help walk me through y'all's, like, general philosophy or how business goes in the NFL. You said, obviously, the Cowboys are set up great for with draft pick perspectives. Y'all are set up great with salary cap perspectives. And George Pickens has been better than I could have imagined, though it sounds like he's right on point with what y'all thought. Why not try to get the deal done right now?
Well, there's no reason not to. There's no reason to. And so I can't give you a why not, other than the timing might not be good for any of the parties involved. And so and that has many, many reasons, not only from the player's perspective, but from the club's perspective. You're asking that question that I've had asked a million times in my life by my mama, by my wife. Why did you do it? Hell, I don't know why I did it. I was just there.
Jerry, we saw some excitement, some dancing up in the suite regarding this victory. Was there any dancing yesterday when DeMarvion Overshown was activated for his 21-day window?
Absolutely. We're all excited about him. We know what he's about. And can I tell you this? He and we have learned even more how special he is during his rehab work and his time away from it. Boy, that's a gut check. That's a mentality. It's a read on you by your teammates, your coaches, fans. It's a read on yourself in your mirror to work through a rehab process. Mike Lervin said it made his career when he went through his big-time rehab process on his knee. So it's a big thing there, and it really has us all excited to get him back on.
Now, when we're talking about Overshown, how much easier does it make life when the player's motivated and the player and the team are on the exact same page when it comes to your rehab?
Okay, well, let me just say this. That is the way that it is 99% of the time, and I think that's the way it is 100% of the successful time. Anytime that's not on the same page, there's usually a little something else, loose end, dangling part of simple out here.
Well, we appreciate the time twice today.
Yeah,
and
awesome.
We will catch you again on Friday.
How about How about this? I like it. I get a little rest and can come back again.
All right. We'll talk to you again in the one. No, I'm just kidding. See you later, Jerry.
It's a great feeling to be here in New York with the winning Dallas Cowboys, I promise you. And everybody holds their finger up and acknowledges it.
There you go.
Celebrate it for us, Jerry.
Thanks, guys.
Felt like a Roman Reigns shout out right there at the very end.
Acknowledge me?
Yes.
Hold on. Was he hinting that the WrestleMania is going to be back at AT&T now?
If it ever leaves Vegas again. well, I guess in Saudi Arabia. All right, Bobby, I'm going to go to you because then we're going to have baseball nuggets. I thought some very interesting comments there, particularly on the Trayvon Diggs front.
Yeah, the Diggs answer was so interesting. I want to definitely see the exact transcription of how he worded everything there. But, I mean, he's in a good mood. He's in a good mood, and he's happy. But I think he's also showing that whether it's Pickens, it's Diggs, it's anything else, you know, their patience is running out on sugarcoating. I think they just want to address things directly and want to get this ship righted.
Yeah. Yeah. Corey, I know you. I saw your eyes raise
well,
up
that last
at the same time.
That last question you asked and the way he answered
it
was
about Overshown.
No, it wasn't. No, that was dangling participle. Is exactly what he was talking about Diggs there. This is how it should be.
What?
This is how it's supposed to be, guys.
What do you think any and everything about George Pickens has crossed our minds means?
I asked this question to Alec and to Kevin last night. I don't know, Kevin, if you have this slated for a second.
I know, good.
Is it the question we're talking about during the break?
Would you trade him for a one?
No, I don't think so.
Because you think you're a winning team right now, don't you?
Because I think there's a shot he's hanging around. And if I can, I definitely think you can franchise tag him and continue to build with him next year. I'd rather see that through.
So that's what I mean. Any and everything. I think all things are possible when it comes to Pickens because they know they have Lamb signed.
Yeah.
But there are lots of other things that could happen. It's just what falls in their lap is probably the biggest thing.
Thank you very much, Bobby, for hanging out with us for that interview. We very much appreciate it.
Thank you, gents.
Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets, where what the hell else do you think we're going to talk about? Game 7. Next on the Fan.
Full count, two outs, top of the ninth. Game 7 of the ALCS. Hoffman's payoff pitch. He did it! The Blue Jays win the pennant! The Blue Jays win the pennant! They're going to the World Series!
Holy cow, that was loud. We'll probably get to a louder moment in just 1 second. But right now, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. And of course, we are going to start with Game 7. Now,
seven.
Blue Jays fans were scared before the game even started because Vlad Guerrero showed up to the game in an Austin Matthews jersey.
I think the only thing from here on is that Austin Matthews needs to show up in Vlad Guerrero jerseys.
Ooh, that's a good point. Lord knows he's not going to win as the NHL Cowboys consistently
disappoint. 0-6 in big games?
Yeah, it's...
Or big series?
The Toronto Blue Jays are the Cowboys of the NHL. So people were worried, and for a lot of the game, they were right to be worried. However, I take you to the bottom of the seventh inning. It is 3-1 Seattle Mariners. George Springer steps to the plate with two people on and makes everybody in Canada get fired up.
1-0 pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Left field and deep. A Rosarena turns. Gone! A Springer dinger! 4-3 Blue Jays in the bottom of the seventh.
That was an amazing moment. I thought about asking for this. I don't know if you think this is too played out, but already this morning people sent me that same home run set to the Titanic song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still, I still think it's funny every time.
Yeah,
it doesn't happen
songs.
To my team.
It didn't happen to our team, so we're good.
That's right. Good point. We didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah, in your face. There's still something about George Springer. And I'm sorry, baseball people. I'm baseball people. But I'm sorry. there's still something about that dude that makes me go cheater.
I mean, probably the cheating.
Yeah, the fact that he was on a team that cheated.
Right.
And when he hits a home run like that, my first thought is, did he know? But, and it was like he swung with conviction on that one. That being said, I let that slide. I let it go by. And then I admired, that was an amazing home run and a big moment that team needed. I thought that game was done for and that Seattle had buried Toronto and was ready to move on to the World Series. And when George Springer did that, he reminded everybody that at 36 years old, dude can still play this game at a high level. Actually, this might be one of his best seasons.
As the game went along, did you find yourself with a rooting interest?
I was rooting for Seattle.
Okay.
Because I felt like Toronto was going to close it out, but I was kind of rooting for Seattle because I wanted to see the MVP go to the World Series.
Right.
And
that would have been fun.
Then he hit a home run, and I was like, man, geez, that's pretty cool. But then as things kind of turned, dude, that double play JP Crawford made was spectacular. There was some great defense played in this game. Like, it was awesome. But then as things kind of turned, I was like, all right, I'd like to see Toronto come back here. And they did. So it was, no, Kevin, I just wanted both teams to have fun and compete.
Oh, gross. So the Toronto Blue Jays back in the World Series for the first time in 32 years. Now that year, they capped off their back-to-back World Series titles. They'll go up against the Dodgers, who are trying to win their back-to-back World Series titles. But I'm going to go to... I think this was, during the Brian Wu interview, and it's Julio Rodriguez in the background. So cut number 16, they're asking, the question is irrelevant. Listen to the background.
Having gone further than any other team in franchise history.
That legacy is...
Yeah.
That was me whenever Schottenheimer said it was Majestic Sun.
Yes, I could see that. But that feels like so crazy relatable because I know Julio Rodriguez is super young, but we talk about this all the time. Every season is different. You never know when you're going to be back. You were two runs, arguably one pitch, really, if you avoid that home run, away from being the first Seattle team to ever make the World Series. So I thought that was such a relatable, just primal scream right there.
He didn't do a lot in this series. He had early in the series, home run.
Yeah.
Late in the series, a home run. Aside from that, it was meh. I'm sure he was pretty frustrated with himself.
Sure.
As well as just the entire, that part of the experience of not being there.
Now, Bo Bichette has already said he'll be ready and good to go for the World Series, which starts on Friday. Depending on where you look, the Dodgers have been installed as about a 2-1 favorite over the Blue Jays, which that makes a lot of sense at this point.
Why?
Because they have just run through everybody with their lone loss being against Philly, and they just eviscerated the Brewers, who had the best record in all of baseball. That series will get started on Friday. How much of a chance do you think the Blue Jays
have?
Really,
I'm not sure you know. The Blue Jays had one more win this year than the Dodgers in baseball.
Which means the World Series starts in what I'll still call the Sky Dome. I believe it's the Rogers Center.
It's not based on who wins the All-Star game this year?
They haven't done that for quite a while, I believe.
What a time.
All right, what chance do you give the Blue Jays? We'll talk more about the World Series as we go along.
They're going to win two games.
Okay.
It's going to be back and forth. It's going to be fun, but I think they'll win one at home, lose one at home, and they're going to have to fight their way back to get back home and win another one.
All right, I like that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo, plus a lot of you texted in about your fantasy teams. We'll get to that next as well on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.